There have been many debates over the years on whether Catholics should receive Holy Communion only on the tongue. The Church teaches that the faithful can receive communion on the tongue and hand as long as he or she is in a state of grace. Despite this, others argue that communion on the hand shows a lesser reverence to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. But let's see what the Catholic saints have taught on this issue. When Mother Teresa was asked by Father George Rutler, "What do you think is the worst problem in the world today?" she replied without a moment's hesitation, "Wherever I go in the whole world, the thing that makes me the saddest is watching people receive communion in the hand." In fact, Saint Teresa of Calcutta directed her sisters, the Missionaries of Charity, that they were to receive Holy Communion only on the tongue. Saint Thomas Aquinas, in his Summa Theologica, explains that receiving Holy Communion on the tongue is out of reverence for the sacrament. He emphasizes that only consecrated hands, like those of a priest, should touch the consecrated host, and that the corporal and chalice are also consecrated for this purpose. This tradition was established by local councils in the past, and Saint Thomas supports it as a way to show respect for the sacred nature of the Eucharist. Saint Padre Pio consistently received Holy Communion on the tongue, while kneeling, demonstrating a profound reverence for the Eucharist. He believed that this humble posture and the way of receiving reflected the utmost respect for Christ's presence in the Eucharist. Pope St. John Paul II favored communion on the tongue, seeing it as the more traditional and reverent way to receive the Eucharist. He emphasizes the priest's role in distributing the Eucharist and the reverence due to the sacred species. While acknowledging that communion in the hand can be received with reverence, he preferred the practice of receiving on the tongue, particularly for its symbol of humility and devotion. Saint John Chrysostom, a prominent church father, emphasized the importance of reverent and respectful reception of communion, whether it be in the hand or on the tongue. He highlighted the dignity of the Eucharist and the need for the faithful to treat it with the utmost reverence. He also urged the faithful to maintain a holy state of mind and practice when receiving communion, stressing the need for purity of heart and life. While there is no specific mention of communion on the tongue by name in Chrysostom's writings, he did discuss the importance of receiving the Eucharist with reverence and caution, and his writings reflect a strong emphasis on the dignity of the sacrament. This is evident in his exhortation to keep the tongue clean from disgraceful and outrageous words, blasphemy, and all other sins of this sort. However, Saint Basil admits that communion on the hand did happen. Saint Basil explicitly explains that communion in the hand was only allowed under certain circumstances. In 1969, the Holy See gave bishops permission to distribute Holy Communion in the hand, but also said that the conventional way of receiving on the tongue must be retained on account of the centuries of tradition behind it, and especially because it expresses the faithful's reverence for the Eucharist. This same document bars the clergy from imposing communion in the hand in order to exclude communion on the tongue. The 1969 document also warned about certain dangers about communion in the hand: danger of a loss of reverence for the august sacrament of the altar, of profanation, of adulterating the true doctrine. In the 1960s, the practice of receiving in the hand began to spread, and in many places, it became a common alternative to receiving on the tongue. The Church allows for both practices, but emphasizes the importance of reverence and devotion, regardless of the method.